she wants something. Don't wolf out late and I'm spinning. Hands on me, make a scene on the internet. 20 tattoos, one more for the thrill of it. For the thrill of it, for the thrill of it. Don't wolf out late and I'm spinning. I can't keep low key, so I'm going in. Call me backseat for the thrill of it. For the thrill of it, for the thrill of it. Don't wolf.
Hey there, and welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. We are continuing the two-hour mixtape that we love to call Girly So Groovy. In this second hour, you will find music from Wet Leg, Tegan and Sarah on the way, music coming up from Marianne Faithful, new music from St. Etienne coming up, My Brightest Diamond, gossip on the way, but we're going to kick off the second hour with music released that this year. That is some of my favorite music released this year so far. Dara Dorian, the solo project of singer and multi-instrumentalist Angel Dara Dorian. She's also known for her work with the Dirty Projectors. Well, Dara Dorian's new fourth album, Ready for Heaven, just absolutely has me excited every time I listen to it. It's a playful buffet of percussive forward, no wave, and drum machine post-punk. One reviewer describes the new album as a, and I quote, a carnival funhouse in the middle of a dilapidated parking lot, end quote. And I just love that description, especially the irony that the album is called Ready for Heaven. Here we go, Dara Dorian kicking off the second hour here on Girly So Groovy.
made me lose my breath. Should we keep going? Is it no, no, no? Is it yes?
You said, all right. drop of a hat. Lie about it to your face when they're caught. There's some people that you just can't trust.
Music that will be turning 20 years old this upcoming January. I am talking about music from the Arkansas queer punk, blues, dance, disco, funk, rock trio Gossip from their album Standing in the Way of Control, released in 2006. We heard the song Listen Up. In the middle, it is Detroit art rock singer-songwriter My Brightest Diamond from her album A Million and One, her foray into dance music. We heard the song Champagne, Like Bubbles I Rise. I love that from My Brightest Diamond. And then kicking off the second hour, we started this hour with Dara Dorian. Her new album is called Ready for Heaven. It's her new fourth solo album. It was released back in the spring, in May. We heard the song No, No, Yes, Yes. All right, we are going to continue with... Oh, that's right. I had to look at my notes. We are going to go next to London-based DJ and producer Nabaha Iqbal right now here on Girly So Groovy.
The power. was glory, but you never told me the end of the story. I knew it was love, and I felt it was glory, but you never told me the end of the story.
Last night I met a new guy in the neighborhood. Oh yeah.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. You know, I've got to say, when I think back from where we started to where we are now, this particular episode has an energy to it. I think, I hope, it's a great positive energy that's got you moving. I have to say, out of everything planned for these 2 hours, that last track we heard is probably the slowest of all the songs we've got. So if that gives you any indication of where we've come from and where we're going, that's that for you. Music right there from the iconic Smokey Chanteuse, Marianne Faithfull. That's from her album Kissin' Time. It is her take on the Hermans Hermits track, Something Good. The track itself produced by Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, working with Marianne Faithfull on that particular song. In the middle, it's bittersweet for me to even talk about it. Saint Etienne, formed in 1988. Saint Etienne has proven to be one of the most dexterous indie dance crossover bands with their intelligent, witty, and highly danceable interpretation of British pop music. 37 years and 12 albums later, Saint Etienne release International. And this is the bittersweet part. It is the band's final album. It harkens back to the stylishly nostalgic sound of their early work while still sounding up to date. We heard the opening track, Glad, from Saint Etienne. And then starting the set off, British DJ and producer, singer, songwriter, Nabaha Iqbal. The song Sunflower, that's taken from her most recent album, A Dreamer. Okay, we've got more music to get to. Tegan and Sarah on the way. Dutch alternative pop band Pip Blom coming up. But how about a song called Pokemon? It is the Isle of Wight-based band, Wet Leg. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.